www.thebrewingclub.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, man, I just made it. TJ just came into the studio. Oh, man, there are wires everywhere. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, and your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting live. From high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily. We're going to talk about some of those today. They're confronted daily by your instructors. Dave is producing the broadcast at the world headquarters of Genesis Communications Network, the largest alternative radio network in the world. Today our class is focused on what's wrong with America. Symptoms of little people causing big problems for the rest of us. Rules, regulations, and what we can do about it. Frankly, you know I'm a libertarian, and I don't like the rules that interfere with good people doing the right thing. We're going to have some examples of what we're talking about during the rest of this broadcast. With us today is senior USAprepares.com instructor Joel Johnson of KodiakSurvivalGear.com. Welcome, Joel Johnson.
Good morning, Vincent. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Joel, we got a bad connection. Is there anything you can do about that? Yeah, it's kind of gravelly.
Am I better now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little better.
A little better?
Yeah, that's good. Hey, Joel, you and I spend time together on the air. We talk about preparing. We talk about thinking like MacGyver. You are the real MacGyver. We talk about the MacGyver 101 workshops, fun stuff. And sometimes, like during the Colorado movie massacre and the Sandy Hook massacre, Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, you were on with us as a former detective, and we talk about what happened, and we talk about what we should do about it, and we talk about, you know, had one of USA Prepare's instructors been at the Colorado movie theater, we would have been armed, and we would have taken care of the shooter. We would have fired back, probably taken him out, I would think. Even though he had body armor, you know, you get hit with a .45 right in the chest. It's a bad day. It's a bad day. And then we talked about during the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting. I said right then and there, day one, right after it happened, in the afternoon broadcast, that we need to arm the teachers, and we need to arm employees who are trustworthy and who have stable mental backgrounds and who already have CCW permits. We got to arm them in the schools, and you know, it took like months and months and months for those who actually can make decisions to actually figure out what we told them, you know, within an hour or two of the shooting. So, but today, let's complain. I mean, not complain and not whine, but let's talk about some really crazy stuff that's happening in the United States. Let's talk about Walmart.
My pet topic, yeah. First of all, I'm really torn here, Vinny, because I normally love to go to Walmart and just take pictures of the shoppers. I'm responsible for probably 75% of the photographs out there on Walmart shoppers.
Joel, back away from your microphone a little bit, and I think it'll be a little better. You're distorted.
Is that a little better now?
Now back up some more.
How about that?
That's a little better.
Can you hear me now?
Is there something you could do that's different?
Well, let's see. Hold on. Let's try this. I sounded good to the guy. Hold on. How's that?
That's better.
Okay. We can try that. I'm on speaker.
All right.
Normally, I'm really good on here. I don't know what the problem is. Okay. Back to weird dressing people at Walmart. I use the Green Dot service pretty regularly with one of my vendors, and so I'm in and out of the money store at Walmart. And the reason I go in there is because I can send up to $1,000 for the same price that I can only send like $500 at other stores. So I get a little bit more bang for my buck with the card. But once in a while, I have to send money. We have a sick friend in Indiana that we care about a lot, and he's not able to work much right now. And so Barb and I regularly send him money, you know, just when we can. And so a common, very easy way to do that is to send it through the MoneyGram service. And my pet peeve about the MoneyGram service is that for $4.95, you can send up to $50. If you want to send $100...
Whoa. Joel, $4.95, you can send up to how much?
$50. They charge 10% on $50 there. Now,
that's,
if you want to send
usury.
$100, but it gets worse. If you want to send $100, it costs $11. They won't let you buy two $50 ones for $10. Or $9.90, they charge you $11 to send $100. So the other day, I'm walking in there and I'm getting a Green Dot because I just won't use their other one because it's way too expensive. It's outrageous. So I look up and I see this sign that says that now you can. Oh, and by the way, what really bugs me about that is that you can actually send money for less. I mean, send money to Mexico through that service for a few dollars less, okay, through the MoneyGram service. And their explanation is always, well, that's MoneyGram, that's not us. Sorry about that. We have nothing to do with that. So now some states have a state fee attached, which actually makes it a little bit more expensive, but it's still cheaper through MoneyGram to send money to Walmart. However, or to send money to Mexico. However, Walmart has a new service up there now that there's a big sign hanging overhead that says you can send up to $1,000 to Mexico for under $8. So I go, well, that's wow. You know, that's pretty cheap. So maybe they've got a cheaper way for me to send money to my friend in Indiana. So I asked the girl, how much would it cost me to send $1,000 to Indiana? And she said $78. So they charge 10 times as much to send money across town from one Walmart to another as they do to send money to Mexico. And you know my issue with sending money to Mexico sometimes is that very often it's cash earned under the table here in the United States by people that are, what's the politically correct term, undocumented aliens. They're making money. They're not on the payroll someplace. They're making their money. They're running right down to Walmart, and they're sending it to their family in Mexico. Now, I believe in taking care of your family, but it totally diverts those funds from our economy here. So that's outrageous enough that people are even allowed to do that. But what really ticks me off is that you can send $1,000 for $8, but I can't, if you're sending it to Mexico, but I can't send $1,000 to Indiana unless I'm forking out $78. To me, that is just criminal.
Well, I really can't stand shopping at Walmart. I refer to it as the Chinese factory outlet. I mean, I really, really can't stand it.
And why do you call it that, Vinny?
Well, if you take food out of the equation, actually some of their food comes from China. If you get some of their juices, it comes in those plastic bottles. And if you look really, really hard, printed in the same color as the juice, is the verbiage China.
Yeah, see, Walmart's response when they came out with their Proudly Made in America campaign thing, or their Made in America campaign, they were confronted with the fact that they weren't putting their money where their mouth was because 85% of their products are actually manufactured overseas through contract with Walmart. Okay, now they say, no. See, 55% of our profits come from, or not quite 55%, but a very large percent of our profits come from American-made products. What they're counting there is food, and you're correct. Now, I have no problem, you know, with getting some foods from overseas because they don't grow here. You know, I mean, there's stuff I like to eat. You know, there's stuff I like to eat from Thailand and Malaysia and Mexico and places like that. I'm all for free trade and all that to a certain extent. But if you take food out of the equation, 85% of the products on their shelves are made in China and in other nations, but primarily China. China is the number one importer of Walmart products.
Yeah, and
by the way, we're not the number one importer of products to China. You know what I mean?
They're not the number one.
They're buying our land. They're buying our loans. You're buying our loans. They're giving us money, and now they own us. But
that happened with Japan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Joel, that happened with Japan years ago. We would buy their televisions. Sony televisions, Sony cameras, Sony electronics, Canon electronics. So many of their Hitachi, the list goes, Toshiba, the list goes on and on and on. And we would buy their products and they would have our Federal Reserve notes. Now, frankly, when you look at that, what would they do with them? What is it that we have that they'd want to buy? Well, we didn't make very much. And every day we're making fewer and fewer products. So they have our Federal Reserve notes. What can they do? What would you do if you were in China and you had a wad of Federal Reserve notes? I'd come over here and I'd buy land. I'd buy land.
Yeah.
Land that you can grow on. I mean, that's what I would do, and that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. And why? Our politicians have made life so miserable for our businesses that we can't produce products here. So, China produces them, and China's buying our land. Right at the doorstep of our politicians. That's where it is. I'm Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com, Joel Johnson. Joel, please reconnect so you can get a better signal.
Since disaster can strike at any time, we always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale, freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joel Johnson's with us, and we're complaining today. Joel Johnson took the first shot across the bow, and it went right at Walmart. Well, I'll take the next shot, Joel, if that's okay with you. I'm going to talk about Lowe's.
Better now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a little delay, but a little echo, but it's a lot better. Look, Joel.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joel, I despise going to Lowe's, the home store, you know, where you get lumber and paint and those kinds of things. So, anyway, about 7 years ago, maybe eight now, we were building our farmhouse in Missouri, and there were things that I needed. So, I bought one day. Our son and I needed some plumbing supplies. We're working on the plumbing. We need all kinds of plumbing parts, like PVC pipe fittings. PVC pipe fittings. We had about 200 of these fittings, and they're sold by the each, or you can buy bags of 10 or 20. And we had bags of 10 or 20, and we had a lot of them each. And they rang up about 200 different items on this particular purchase, because we were doing the plumbing for the entire house. We had adapters, reducers, shower fittings. I mean, the list went on and on and on. Anyway, so it took a long time to process, to ring all this up. And the cashier said to me, we're all done. She said, and this, there were very few of us in the store. It was in the evening, and she said, I need to see your ID. And I said, you need to have an ID to buy plumbing now? Plumbing parts? She said, no, I just want to make sure it's your card, your credit card. I said, oh. so you don't think this is my credit card? Well, no, I didn't say that. I just need to see your ID. So you do think it's my card? Well, I need to make sure. So you don't think it's my card? Well, so we went round and round. And finally, I mean, she's exasperated because she's not winning this argument. And I said, I'll tell you what. I can't do that. I can't give you my ID to buy plumbing parts. I'm just not going to do it. And I said, you have a choice. You can put all the stuff back, or you can sell it to me. Now, it wasn't a lot of money. I mean, it really was not a lot of money. It was way less than $100. And nobody in their right mind would have spent 2 hours looking through all the wrong bins where they put the plumbing parts. I mean, you got to look through the wrong bins to find the right stuff because they don't know how to put it on in stock and inventory because they hire all these part-time people. I have no clue. Well, anyway, finally, she was exasperated with me, and we had a stalemate. And I asked for the manager, and the manager looked at all the stuff, and he's thinking, oh, man, it's going to take like an hour and a half to put all the stuff back. So he decided that he was going to make an exception and let me buy it because it didn't say over limit, fraud, stolen. You know, nothing showed up with my credit card transaction that indicated that there should be a problem. And they finally let me have those items without showing my ID. So that was one story. Now,
I got a solution. Okay, now, First of all, I understand the merchant's concern about credit card fraud because I take credit cards all the time. It's important to establish that it's not a stolen card. But I also understand the consumer's concern about the mango behind the counter looking at it and all of a sudden being able to get access to my date of birth and my address. Okay, because that is, they've just taken your credit card information. So they're able to get a lot of stuff, and then if they get your address, they've got your billing. If all they have to look at is your driver's license is that they're not looking at your name. They're seeing your picture on there, and they're memorizing your zip code, which very likely will be your billing zip code. And then with that information, they can use your card to do some damage. What I recommend doing is taking some adhesive tape that you can't see through, and just putting a small piece of tape over the address information, the date of birth, and the driver's license number on your driver's license, but showing your name and showing your picture. And if they ask why that's on there, just say, to prevent identity theft. Mm-hmm. And that way they can look at your driver's license, confirm your card isn't, hasn't just been found in the parking lot at Walmart. And you're good to go.
Oh, I'll talk about finding cards in parking lots at Walmart when we come back. You're going to have a lot of fun with that. Hey, I'm Vin Finelli, Joel Johnson, KodiakSurvivalGear.com, USAPreparedness.com, senior instructor. We'll be right back. We're talking about Lowe's and Walmart.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared, and not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I don't know what they were thinking, but I was invited to speak at the Hungry for Health Dinner Gala this weekend. And I'm going to talk about what's wrong with America. I am going to lambast teachers. I mean, they're part of the problem. Teachers are part of the problem. And so are parents. And so is television. And I'm just going to start on this crusade about what is wrong with America. And so that's what I'm going to talk about this weekend at the Hungry for Health Dinner Gala. Joel Johnson's with us. And Joel, what I didn't say yet was the reason I could not and did not want to produce my ID. Well, there are many reasons at Lowe's. And one reason is I have credit cards in lots of different names. A lot of them. I have credit cards in names of actors, fictitious actors on television.
Well, well, I hope really you picked a handsome one.
Well, I did. I one of them is Anthony Soprano. And,
oh, so you're going for the characters, not the actor's name. Oh, that's great.
That's what I meant.
Is it just to show how easy it is to get them? Or?
Well, as a matter of fact, Marjorie Wildcraft was with me on Monday. Actually, she was with us the entire weekend. And we were walking around, and for some reason, we were talking about credit. And so I told her you can get credit cards in all kinds of names. So I pulled out my Anthony Soprano card, and she thought that was the coolest thing. So she wanted one. So I said, all right, we'll do it. But I got called away, and I wasn't able to do it. But I was going to say, I was going to show her how I could get one in, you know, my dogs. I have an English Mastiff. His name is Thomas Jefferson. We call him TJ. And I said, I'll tell you what, let me get one for my dog right now. And I was going to do that. But I ran out of time, and it's so easy. It really is. All you do is you call your credit card company, and you tell them you need another card on your account. Now, it's perfectly legal to do this, so I just want another card on my account. So I have these cards, and they're in all kinds. They're in company names that don't exist anymore. They're in places that, all kinds of names. And there are names that I think are humorous, and to me,
I think it's your account. It's your account. Because I had figured out already why they gave you the one, because, you know, she was afraid not to issue a credit card to Tony Soprano. She's probably thinking the guy's a real guy.
Well, I was at the Olive Garden in Springfield one day, and I was having dinner. And with the family and a few friends, and I paid the bill I gave the waiter my credit card, and I don't like these flashy credit cards, like, you know, the ones that show that, you know, you can pat yourself on the back and you're a real high end credit limit. I like the plain looking ones, so I have a lot of plain ones. I've got the other ones too, but I just don't like them. They're no fun. And so what I did was I handed the waiter the Anthony Soprano card. The manager came over and he knelt down. I mean, he actually knelt down on so we could all be at the same level, because he wasn't sitting. He didn't want to stand up. He knelt down. And he said, "That is really the coolest card, and that's a great name." And I said, "Well, thank you. I appreciate that." I mean, what am I supposed to say? That that I'm Vin Finelli? I'm not Anthony Soprano? I mean, he thought Anthony Soprano was the coolest character, and he thought he met the real Anthony Soprano. So, yes, you can, and it's really simple. All you do is you call your credit card company, and a lot of these credit card agents are in the Philippines, and, you know, they didn't study a lot of American history, so it'd be really easy for me to say, all right, let me spell that for you. You know, Thomas, first name, last name, Jefferson. And they'd say, okay, I got it. And I could say, spell it back. They'd spell it back. And, you know, it doesn't register. When I did Anthony Soprano, I didn't say, okay, I need a credit card for Anthony Soprano. I just said, let me spell it for you. And so I always get them. I mean, no questions. You know, within 3 or 4 days, credit card arrives in whatever name I want. Now, so that's why a lot of times when they ask me for my ID, I simply say, I can't do that. And that's absolutely the truth. I can't do it. Now, how am I going to produce a driver's license or some photo ID with Anthony Soprano? I really can't do it. Yeah. So anyway, when I was at Lowe's, let me talk about Walmart. The most fun I have in Walmart. I mean, I hate going to Walmart. So when we have to pay, Mrs. Finelli just doesn't even want to be near me when I'm in Walmart, because I complain all the way through. It's like, oh, look at this. Look at this, Mrs. Finelli. Look at this. I wonder if does this meat have pink slime in it?
Hey, but you see more plumber smiles in that store than you can shake a stick at, man. I mean, that is absolutely the best. You take your camera, Vinny. You just refuse to be entertained. I mean, that place is amazing. Especially if I may advertise one. If you go to the Pinellas Park Walmart at 3 a.m. Now, Pinellas Park, Florida. The Walmart there at 3 a.m. There are human beings that state law in Florida does not allow them out until 2 a.m. Okay. And the shoppers, sometimes I would go in there when I lived down in Florida. I'd get one of their lawn chairs from the home and gardening place, you know, and I'd bring my own little drink with an umbrella in it, and I'd just sit there and watch the show. It was absolutely amazing. It really was.
I wish I had the time to do it. But I don't carry a wallet, you know. I just have these cards, these pieces of plastic in my, you know, I've got my concealed carry permit, and I've got my driver's license, and I've got, you know, a stack of credit cards. And they all have different names in it. And when it comes time to pay at Walmart, I pull them out, and I go, and I look at them, and I sort through them, and I try to decide which one I'm going to use. Now, this takes a little bit of time. And I go, you know, I just found these in the parking lot, and it's going to be nice. I hope these work. Just try that. Just try that. That rings alarms in Walmart when you say, I found these in the parking lot. Yeah, so you get to meet the managers when you do that.
Vinny, there is actually a channel, and I know this from personal experience, there is actually a channel on the CB radio. I won't say which one. But that if you pull right up to, and I don't know if they still use the same intercom system, but if you pull right up to Walmart, right up to the front door, and you get on the CB and you talk on that channel, it comes through the public address system in the store, loud and clear. It sounds like you're making the announcement. And I actually did this at the Walmart in Shawnee, Oklahoma, back when I had a CB. That was a long time ago. A friend of mine came back where I was working, told me about it. I said, who says there's no God? Hop in. So we drive down there. I pull up. I send him in the store to listen. And I key up on the microphone, turned to the channel, keyed up on the microphone, and said, good afternoon, shoppers. For the next 5 minutes, everything in the store is half price. And he said people were running like crazy, grabbing baskets. Flying around the store. Pretty soon there was this sputtering voice of the manager coming over announcing that message was an error. True story.
Well, yeah. Let me tell you a story about another story about Lowe's. As you know, I don't like shopping at Lowe's because they demand ID. So we were painting the exterior of the house, and we wanted a trim paint. So we bought 2 5-gallon buckets of flat, custom mixed color. Nobody would want this color. Okay? Nobody. And 2 1-gallons of satin for the trim, you know, for the doors. So the doors and the trim would all be one color, satin for the doors, and the wood trim would be flat exterior paint. It was on sale for like $25 a gallon. So we had a custom mix, and we looked at it after it was mixed, and I said, oh, man, this isn't even close to the sample that we gave them. And what I did was I cut off a piece of the aluminum trim. It's kind of a tan, light green color. You've seen gutters and leaders that are this color. So we just cut off a piece of the gutter and brought it in, mixed it way, way, way off color. So I thought, man, that's a lot of paint to waste. So I said to the guy, this is way off. And he goes, yeah, you're right. It's way off. And I said, well, let me try it, see if we like it. I'll just stick the brush in, one brush. If we don't like it, we'll bring it back. And he said, well, you really can't do that, but yeah, okay, we'll try it. So we got the manager to write on the receipt that it did not match, and we could try it, and just one little brushful. And so we didn't try it. We didn't. I looked at it for a couple weeks and said, it's just so far off, it just isn't going to work when we got it home. So went back to Lowe's, and they had a different paint mixer person there. We thought, great, this, because the last guy couldn't do it. So he said to this lady, are you really good at this? And she said, oh, yeah, I'm really good. I'm the best in the store. And I said, okay. So she and three others mixed the paint while Mrs. Finelli and I went to a meeting that evening. Came back, and it was absolutely perfect. So we got just 1 gallon. But it wasn't the $25 gallon stuff. It was the $35 gallon stuff. Normally, I wouldn't spend that much on paint back then. So we went to buy it, and it was in the evening. And very few people in the store, and so I swipe my card, and the cashier goes, I need to see your ID. And I go, oh, wow. So you have to have an ID now to buy paint? She said, well, I just need to make sure it's your card. And I said, oh, you don't think it's my card? She said, no, I think it's your card, but I need to see your ID. So we went round and round and round. So I said, can we talk to the manager? The manager comes over, and I explained to him that I cannot produce an ID to buy paint. It's just, I won't do it. And so he says, well, we can't do the transaction. I said, so I'm the only guy that would want this paint. Nobody on the planet wants this paint, just me. And by the way, I've got 12 gallons back at home. And if you can't sell me this paint with my without an ID, you're getting it all back. He said, okay, we'll take it all back. Can you imagine that? What a moron. What a moron. So anyway, I don't shop at Lowe's. I just don't shop at Lowe's. And I used to. I used to have a contractor's discount at Lowe's because I would buy rental properties and I would fix them up and they would give me a discount about 50% off kitchen cabinets. And I would buy one set of kitchen cabinets per month. So I was a frequent flyer. I spent a lot of money at Lowe's. I don't go to Lowe's anymore.
I go to Home Depot, and the reason is you walk into Home Depot, and the person working in the section knows what they're talking about the particular thing. You walk into Lowe's, and you are wanting questions about light bulbs, and you ask their experience and training and working there, and they say, I have a lamp. You know, but Home Depot, those guys know exactly what screw to do. It's super. I like Home Depot.
Joel Johnson, Kodiak Survival Gear, we're complaining. We're complaining about Lowe's and Walmart, and we're complaining about the high fees of transferring money. And when we come back, I'm going to read you a letter that came from a civic association. Kind of amusing. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Who said it can't be done? During the break, I got my 14 power iLoop out, and I read the phone number on the back of the credit card for customer service. This Visa card. I read it, and I dialed the number right here from the studio. And the message I got was, I called the credit card company that issues these cards. And it said, the automated response said, they're experiencing higher than normal call volumes, and the hold times are longer than normal. But Amanda answered, and I said, Amanda, I'm really pressed for time. I need to go quickly. I need another credit card on my account. And she said, okay. She asked me, you know, a whole bunch of questions. I answered them all correctly. And she said, okay, what's the name you want? I said, let me spell it for you. THOMASJEFFERSON. And she said, good. And I said, we're good to go. And she said, yep, 7 to 10 days, you will have your new credit card. So my dog just got, I'm not kidding. So TJ just got a new credit card.
Cool. Did you call 1-800-SOPRANO?
But I really did. Yeah.
We need to do something about this problem, not just complain about it on the air, because they don't care about what we talk about on talk radio unless we really invoke some response. Can I make a suggestion for what to do about this Walmart thing?
Sure.
Customer service number to register complaints for something you don't like that's going on at Walmart is 1-800-WALMART. Mm-hmm. 1-800-WALMART. And I recommend everybody in listening audience call and indicate that they think that it is outrageous that you can send $1,000 to Mexico for under $8 through Walmart, and it costs you $78 to send it here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what happens.
Well, I'll tell you what happens. Now, they're going to ask you what store. Okay, so you have to know the store. Now,
it's every store.
Well, here's what you do. This really makes it bad for them. What you do is you go in, you get the manager's name. His picture's there and his name's there, her name's there. Okay? And then you say, I was at the, you know, whatever the store is, you know, the town and the location, and you say the manager is Joe Doakes. And what happens is, once you call 1-800-WALMART, that manager has to respond in writing back to corporate headquarters. Now, if you, they hate it, because a lot of them don't know how to write.
Yeah, but Benny, the thing is, I mean, it is every Walmart store, and we don't want to punish the local manager. In fact, you know,
well,
the employees
well, ask you what's...
apologized. They indicated off the record that they thought was an atrocious policy, and the lady begged me. That's why I'm not even saying which store I was in, because she begged me not to say what store it was, because she said she would very likely lose her job.
If that's what I'm talking about.
The complaint came from there. But they're not going to do anything. I mean, the local managers aren't going to do anything. And listen, my pet peeve is when people give out phone numbers and don't give what the number is. So 1-800-WALMART is 1-800-925-6278.
800-925-6278?
Yes, that's 1-800-WALMART. And let's fill those phone banks, ladies and gentlemen, and let them know, because that it's outrageous. It is outrageous. It's as anti-American as it possibly can be to facilitate, to reward the sending of money to another country that was made under the table here in here in the United States, and make it more difficult for me to help my sick friend. Because I'd love to be able to send him $1,000 if I could, you know. But you know, I could be sending him that $78 instead of spending it on, you know, spending it for send money. We know it can be done cheaper because Walmart's doing it.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.